TCW coverage following this.
This just in to the TSN News Desk. More people with internet access listen to the Team Sportscast Network than those who don't have internet access. If you are listening to us with your internet access, thank you for listening. The number one station for online gaming, TSN.
Directed a large-scale attack against Portsmouth. The new German blitz attacks are more nerve-wracking than the bombardments of 1940 and 1941, writes Newsweek. Field Marshal Rommel is again on the French west coast on a tour of inspection. The Spear states that the man in the street doubts the results of the British and American air raid. Field Marshal Ironside indicated that in the event of an invasion, Germany would be in a position to deal out heavy counter-blows.
What is the hiding in the first London? 6 feet of
food. Jamie,
both you
up the
flicker, baby.
Bailey is
come.
Beastly
fuck.
Affirmative, on my way.
Fire!
Fire! Dark Team Sportscast Network presents Return to Castle Wolfenstein.
Okay, and here we are. You're on air listening to your very own TSN Trillion. I'm going to be bringing to you some exciting Return to Castle Wolfenstein OGL action. It's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. I know you all are very glad you've turned out tonight. If you haven't connected to the server yet, you better get your butts in gear. Well, actually, you wouldn't be able to hear me. So if you know people who aren't connected, get them on here. We're going to have an excellent matchup between Death Touch and Flying Hellfish, fighting it out for the first rung of the OGL Invite Stopwatch ladder. It's going to be a great time tonight. And I am joined by my very dear friend, DA. This is her first cast, guys, so show her a little love. How you doing, DA?
Pretty good, and I'd like to echo that. This is my first cast, so please be nice to me.
All right. So I have a couple of shout-outs before we get going here from Death Touch, Sam Stein. He's shouting out to himself. He's saying, Sam Stein owns you all. I don't know if I agree with you there. But, hey, great. That's awesome. Death Touch Nail. He wants to do a shout-out quick from Nail to DS Rambo, the Uber PK Award winner. I think that's about all from the shout-outs right now. I'm going to go check out what's going on the server. Looks like we're waiting for Flying Hellfish to get connected to the server. Both DA and I are currently in there. This should be a 6-versus-6 match on Beach. And looks like Death Touch has all 6 players online currently. Flying Hellfish, only 4, but a few more are connecting. Yeah, it looks like they have about 6 connecting right now. DA, you want to tell us anything interesting about Beach that you know?
Beach is one of the first maps that came out with the Wolfenstein demo, so it's the one that I think a lot of people are most familiar with. And we used to play Wolfenstein as a clan, Trillion and I, and I really miss it. And I kind of watching this action makes me think, you know, maybe we should just go back to Wolfenstein. It doesn't matter that we don't have enough players; we could just go back to it.
Yeah, it's kind of sad when you get to the point where you're like, I just want to play something cool. If you haven't seen Beach before, then you really don't know much about Wolfenstein. I said this earlier, but if you weren't tuned into my cast earlier today, then I'm going to have to give you the rundown again. Beach, it basically is self-explanatory. Allies come in and attack. The Axis have their stronghold. Allies deploy on a beach. Imagine that. They come running up to this stronghold, defended by 6, in this case, Axis players, and they have 2 options. They can plant dynamite on the seawall, or they can plant dynamite on the seawall door. Either way, they just want to get through to the other side so that they can go careening through the hallways inside this Axis area. I'm calling it the stronghold because it makes me happy. And they want to find their way down some stairs. There's a whole bunch of different ways to get in here. I'm not even going to pretend to tell you. Basically, they get inside this building. They find their way down the stairs into the war room where there are documents, super secret documents. And then all they have to do is make it up one of 2 stairwells, either the back stairway or the radio stairway. And up at the top, there's a transmitter. If they can make it to the transmitter with the documents in hand before the Axis team shoots them down and returns those documents, they've won the match. They only have 8 minutes to do it in, so it's a pretty short time frame for that much stuff. They've got to blow a wall, get inside, get the documents, get them transmitted. A lot of stuff to be done. So I've seen many teams take very different approaches to it, anywhere from boosting over the walls to get that forward bunker. I suppose I should mention that. There is this little forward bunker with a flag in it. The forward bunker is incredibly cool for the Allies because, as I mentioned before, they spawn on the beach. It's a long way. They have to run all the way from these little things. What are they? They run from these deployment areas all the way across the beach where they're extremely exposed. Then they have to go in through very tight areas where it's easy to pick them off. So instead, if they can get that forward deployment flag in that forward bunker, they don't have to run across that beach. They cut off a lot of time, and they can make more attacks within those 8 minutes. Like I said, 8 minutes is not very long. So we'll see how this
goes. Not a lot of time, but I've seen teams do it within 2 minutes or less. So if you've got a really tight group, it can be pulled off extremely quickly, making for a very fast game.
I definitely agree with you there. One of the interesting things I'm actually looking forward to, I had the opportunity to cast a match today. It was the Belgium Cup RTCW. It was playoffs for third place. The finals will be later on this week, I believe Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern. And they also played on beach today. And I was curious, I'm looking forward to actually comparing styles. Because, we're basically dealing with two very different... If you've ever seen the Europeans and the North Americans come up against each other, it can be very unusual because they just have different approaches to how they play this game. So I'm looking forward to seeing the differences in styles and seeing if... how do they take different approaches? Do they basically do the same thing? The matches I saw earlier, it was a lot of get up there, plant the dynamite, run in. I was surprised because the Axis team didn't do a lot of war room defense. They mostly stayed forward, trying to hold the Allies at bay. So I'm curious to see if these teams choose to do a more of a war room defense where they send all of their players into the war room and guard that area, or if they decide to go ahead and do that forward defense where they pick them off as they run in. So, they've spec locked us. Please let us spec. I hate when they get spec locked and they forget to let you spec. So how are you doing over there, DA? Looking forward to this cast tonight?
Pretty good. Definitely looking forward to this. Definitely have missed the Wolfenstein and hoping that this would go better than my Q3 demo cast.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to start somewhere. So DJ Jesus is actually on QuakeNet right now giving a shout-out to DA's cat. So it doesn't matter where you go, they find you. Also, Fram, shout-out to the greatest rapper. What is that, Ill Mitch? That's great. All right, I think I better get into this game here and stop listening to all you shout-out folk. I have some details about these two teams, if you're willing to listen to them. First, give you a little information on Flying Hellfish, something I like to let people know about. With teams... They're out there, right? If you want to check out information about Flying Hellfish, you can do so by going to clanhellfish.com. Check out their site, maybe give them a quick little visit in their forums and see what they've been up to. You can also check them out in Pound Hellfish at gamesnet.com. For Death Touch, you can check them out at deathtouch.net. They're also available at deathtouch@gamesnet.com. And if you're wanting to check out a very cool website, go to tsncentral.com. Incredible amounts of information there, as well as our upcoming shoutcasts listed right there. So if you have any interest in gaming at all, even if you don't, you should go check that out, tsncentral.com. I have some, looks like this Cal League that they're going to be playing in is a relatively new league, started about the beginning of this year. It's a OGL. Oh, I'm so much in trouble for that one. This OGL League. Oh, please don't kill me. So OGL League is brand new. It's actually adminned by Arkvile, who also does some casting here on TSN, and helped us get set up tonight with a few little statistics about our clans. Currently, Flying Hellfish is in the first position on that OGL. I'm going to have to make sure I say OGL. That OGL invite ladder, I swear, I'm going to mess that up. So you keep me in line, DA, because we really don't want to be messing that one
I'll
up.
I will. I'll slap your wrist.
Please do. I like being slapped. So we have this OGL RTCW stopwatch invite ladder, advanced ladder. So we've got extremely good teams, hopefully, in this ladder. And there are some strict guidelines for them where if they forfeit matches without giving warning and a good reason why, they can get kicked out of the ladder rather quickly. So it's pretty strict in this ladder, and only serious teams need participate. Flying Hellfish currently in first position. They've played two matches thus far to hold that top spot and have won both. So they're sitting in a very good position. Death Touch, however, has not had any matches. This is their first match for that ladder. The last match they had, they were supposed to come up against Dark Side, but it ended up in a forfeit in favor of Death Touch, obviously, because they're still there. Both Flying Hellfish and Death Touch, it appears they've never actually come up against each other. They're in different divisions. Yeah, so in Cal, and I can't say Cal legitimate right now, In CALB, Flying Hellfish is in the Pacific Division, while Death Touch is in the Atlantic Division. Flying Hellfish has a 0-win, 1-loss record right now. Death Touch with a 1-win, 0-loss record. So they really haven't had an opportunity to come up against each other, so this could be a very interesting chance for them to prove who is best. And it's going to be a good match tonight. Really looking forward to this. How you doing,
Dee? Definitely. Pretty good. Oh, and we're actually starting the match. We're beginning.
You want to give us a quick rundown of the rosters? First few seconds don't really count anyway, right?
For the Flying Hellfish tonight, we have Inferno, Suicide, Beaverman A, I'm not quite sure if that's an A on there, Marauder, and Gaiden. And also for Death Touch, we've got Chrome, Hollywood, Nail, Deca, Illumina, and Dimac.
Okay, and tonight we have Flying Hellfish starting out on the Axis, defending that objective. Death Touch is the allied team. They're making a push right now. It looks like they've already put down dynamite on that seawall door, as well as the seawall
itself. They
had
dynamite on both, yep.
Yep, so they're all set
both
there.
Both locations they've already got.
Looks like we have Chrome. He was getting ready to do a little bit of a boost over the top to see if they could get that flag before the dynamite exploded. Oh, but here he goes again. It's Deca and Illumina sending Deca over the top to capture that forward flag. Ouch! Gaiden or whatever his name is, throws out a Panzerfaust, and that little boost did them absolutely no good. Bits and pieces of Allied soldier everywhere. Allies have just spawned in. What do you
already
see
been
going?
Breached.
Why don't you tell us what action you are catching right now, DA?
I've got the Axis. Flying Hellfish up on the top. They're valiantly holding off the Death Touch team. Seawall has already been breached, and I believe the bunker has been breached as well.
Yes, we've definitely got breaches on both sides of the map. Let me see if I can see. Oh, huge Panzerfaust again by Gaiden, who is definitely keeping that bunker under control. It doesn't look like they've sent anybody forward yet to recapture the flag, but I'm guessing that's just a matter of time. Let's see if they've sent any of the Death Touch in to actually grab a hold of those documents. I'm thinking they've been held back pretty solidly, but I've been surprised before. Have you seen any sign of the advancing Death Touch allies?
I have. I've got them on the top bunker here, but they are being held off. There are three or four Axis up here keeping them down, and I don't believe they've made it past the stairs yet.
Looks like we've had a fresh spawn by Death Touch. I'm following Nail, who is a lieutenant, as he chases along with Deca, his medic. Great pair going on, heading through towards the Axis spawn point, coming in that lower area. They're actually going to attempt to go up
the
that
allies
ladder.
Actually have... The allies have breached. They've gone downstairs, and the Axis team has now, they've all, they're all downstairs.
So it looks like we've got a big fight going down as the allies try to push in to grab those documents. How successful are they thus far? It doesn't look like they've actually made it close. Deca peeks his head around the corner to try to take out the Axis foe and has to run away as a grenade comes flat in his face. If he didn't back up, he would have been down. But the allies are coming in strong, meeting opposition in this war room. I mentioned earlier, I'm always curious how the war room defense is going to be. It looks like Flying Hellfish has taken stick everyone in the war room and keep the allies at bay. There is firefight.
Yeah, the Flying
everywhere.
Hellfish have definitely fallen back. They're holding down the war room, but Death Touch is definitely, they're crawling up on them. And all it would take is one good push, and they'd make it in.
Yeah, that's always the dangerous thing with putting all of your teammates. Now, they only have four of them in here, but that's still a majority of the team. When you have four of your team in one room, one really good push can mess you up because the spawn times for the Axis, I don't remember what they are for sure. I think it was like 35 seconds. You get them well. Oh, and Hollywood tosses a Panzerfaust into the war room, trying to get close to those documents, only manages to take out one of the Axis, but then the rest of the team comes in and kills everyone else.
Nail
has a hold of those documents. He's running along with his teammates, very, very well guarded, heading up the radio stairwell right now. Let's see if he's going to make it. It's looking really good, and in he comes. Nail has captured the objective and transmitted it in 3 minutes and 49 seconds.
49 seconds.
You know,
that was a really good push by Death Touch there. They managed to get in there and take out all of the Axis at once and get their way back up to the stairs.
Yeah, they did. And that was the thing I was talking about. When you're down there like that, it's hard to fall back. It's hard to take care of it. When your whole team gets taken out in the war room, if your spawn times are off, you're screwed. because one good push can get them
and
up
the stairs. While all of the Axis were dead in the war room, they did manage to take back the flag from the Allies, but at that point it was far too late.
Yeah, it's definitely true. And it looks like we're waiting on six players to start up. Excellent match. Once again, I forgot to count down the time. Please, someone kick me. We'll see if we can't keep you...
I will be the time girl.
Let's see if we can't do a little bit better job of letting you know what's going on with the time. And what's going on with these teams.
Match, the second round is about to start.
And we're going to count down the match beginning in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we've begun. It looks like Flying Hellfish is going to attempt to beat the 3 minutes and 49 second time set by Death Touch. Air strikes are going, actually those are artillery strikes, flying everywhere, trying to keep the Allied team away from that door. How is our dynamite situation thus far, DA?
Beaverman has planted dynamite at the seawall door, or not seawall, sorry, he's planted at the door, and it's being guarded pretty good. They've got some airstrikes flying all over the place, but it is planted, and they seem to be guarding it fairly well.
Yes, it definitely looks excellent here, and looks like we've got Gaiden throwing down another dynamite over at the seawall to go ahead and breach both entrances just in case they need it. Things are exploding everywhere. It's crazy here. You can barely see the walls because of all the explosions. Looks like we're going to have... Oh, there goes the seawall door. In goes Flying Hellfish to grab that forward bunker. And they haven't touched the front
yet. They're in the forward bunker. Yeah.
They're waiting. I'm guessing they were waiting for the spawn. So sometimes it's a good idea to wait for that spawn so that the Axis don't take it back from you. What kind of action are you seeing over that way, DA?
They haven't managed to get inside. They've breached both walls, but Axis is still holding them off of the top of the bunker. But they are making their way inside.
Looks like we've got the Allies. Panzerfaust, huge. No, it's grenade by Hollywood. Throwing out a preemptive grenade, and he just had his timing down as he takes out. Oh, Panzerfaust by Hollywood underneath the Axis spawn. That was a beautiful amount of body bits flying everywhere. Looks like the Axis has
shut
the Allies
down. Suicide made it halfway down for the Allies team, but he was stopped on the stairs by an access to a guy who I didn't catch.
Okay, so the Allies have recaptured the forward bunker, heading in again through the underneath of the Axis spawn. Let's see how they do this time. DA, you have a bead on them.
I'm heading to the war room to check up to see if anyone's down there, and I don't believe they've gotten to that point yet. They're still holding off the Allies up front and haven't called for the retreat yet.
So the Allies are currently underneath the spawn. We have at least one Allied player underneath the Axis spawn. He throws grenades up there to try to get rid of anyone up at the top. And he was a little bit too cocky there. He heads up alone, comes up against two Axis players waiting for him in the transmitter room, and down he goes.
And Flying Hellfish have less than 1.5 minutes to get to the war room, get the documents, and get back upstairs to transmit them.
So this
and
looks
they
like
haven't made, they haven't breached downstairs yet.
Looks like it's going to be a last-ditch effort by Flying Hellfish with 1 minute and 11 seconds remaining. Abusive is heading up that outside ladder. Fire. Gunfire is everywhere. Huge Panzerfaust thrown all the way across the map, and he misses Abusive at the top of the ladder. I can't believe he missed that shot, but it really doesn't matter because Abusive fell to his death, exploding in little pieces. 50 seconds remaining.
50 seconds on the map, and they haven't made it to the war room yet. I think if Death Touch can hold this off for another 10 seconds or so, they've got this map.
Yeah, unless someone's sneaking through right now, I really don't think there's... Oh, and check it out.
Oh,
they
did.
They have the documents.
There's 36 seconds to go. They got the documents.
And there's no one in the... Oh, wait. Axis just spawned in. We have three people waiting near that transmitter for the Allies to come through. They're heading down up. The objective has been secured.
The documents got returned.
Left. Oh, it was definitely a good try by Hellfish. They surprised me by getting a hold of that. But with 13, 12 seconds left, I don't think they're going to beat that 3 minutes and 49 seconds set by Death Touch.
No. And the Hellfish right now, they are inside the radio room, but without the documents, there's really no point in being there.
And that's game. So round one goes to Death Touch.
That was a really good game. They actually did surprise us by making it all the way to the war room and getting the documents. Really good fight up the stairs, made it about halfway, but there were just too many Axis guys on the stairs, and he wasn't able to make it.
Yeah, definitely impressive game so far. Not disappointed by these teams. Death Touch is definitely, you know, if they win this one, they deserve that first rung on that ladder, and I have a feeling they're going to fight for it very, very hard.
They all seem ready to go. We have a match is beginning in 4, 3, 2, 1, and here we go again.
Okay, and that's your cue to go ahead and tell everyone what's happening with the Allied team as we have Flying Hellfish making a push.
Okay, Allied team, they're making their way towards to the seawall, and they're dodging all of these airstrikes and artillery strikes, and they haven't managed to plant yet. We're still waiting for them to make it to the doors. Oh, actually, they planted at the seawall, but the door to where the flag is has not yet been planted.
Yep, so they're still doing pretty well out here. They haven't managed to get close enough to that door because...
Oh, they must all be lieutenants on the Death Touch team because there is a lot of airstrikes flying around out here. My
Looks
screen
like
is orange.
Beaver Man has just thrown down the dynamite, and before someone could stop him, he planted. So it looks like they're going to get that seawall door. I believe they've just about breached over there. There it goes. Seawall has been breached. A timeout
has been
called. Why do we have a timeout? Looks like someone on Flying Hellfish is now spectator. 5 versus 6 doesn't work. It looks like they're going to be subbing someone in. I didn't see what the ping issue was. I'm guessing it was ping, as we have a Flying Hellfish coming in. Just going to give you a quick rundown for Death Touch. Dinmac, Illumina, Chrome, Hollywood, Nail, and Deca on the Axis team. For the Allied team, we have Flying Hellfish, Gaiden, Suicide, Beaverman, Abusive, Marauder, Inferno. And the match is back underway. What's going on, DA?
We have the seawall has been breached, and the dynamite that is at the door has not been touched. The Allies still do not have the forward bunker with getting the flag, but they are making their way. It looks like all of the airstrikes are being concentrated on the opening on the seawall, and I do not believe they've made it through yet. They're still trying to fight their way into the bunker.
So they've definitely got things under control, at least to get them off the beach. It looks like Flying Hellfish just did one of those famous kill... And
Panzer took out three. Panzer by Hellfish, by Death Touch, Hollywood took out three of the Allies inside the flag room.
I love the Panzerfaust. It's just such a beautiful weapon, how it makes everyone go to tiny little bits.
It does.
Oh, it makes
Explosions
me happy.
Explosions are pretty.
Explosions are pretty.
Still a lot of lieutenants on the Death Touch team. We are seeing lots and lots of airstrikes still.
Yep, and we have 6 minutes and 9 seconds remaining in this first round. The Death Touch is trying to keep Flying Hellfish at bay as Flying Hellfish is attempting to set a time. Last time, you may remember, Death Touch set a 3-minute, 49-second time and Flying Hellfish was unable to beat it. Huge Panzerfaust again by
Hollywood with the Panzerfaust.
I think Hollywood's attempting
Taking
to make...
Taking out two this time.
Looks like Hollywood's attempting to make MVP for this game. He's definitely showing
Axis
his
has
word.
Reclaimed that forward bunker. Axis reclaimed the forward bunker, so
and
when Allies spawn in, they're going to be all the way back.
Just in time for an Allied spawn, as the Allies are running like little ants along the beach, trying to get back up there and get control of the bunker again. That definitely hurts them. They needed that extra few moments to set the time on this map.
Yeah, 5.5 minutes to go, and the Flying Hellfish are just... Oh, another Panzerfaust.
I just love that
the
thing.
Flying Hellfish, they're just getting into the bunker now, and they're being held off really, really well by the Access team.
And it looks like...
Death Touch is definitely in control of this map so far with 5 minutes remaining. And if they win this, they definitely deserve that first place position on that OGL ladder.
So it looks like they're doing a really good job using their heavy fire to keep Flying Hellfish from even coming close to the stronghold where those documents are hiding all by their lonesome down here. Just talking about the defense... Go ahead.
So one lonely member of the Hellfish has actually made it into the bunker, and he is cautiously waiting to see if he can get down those stairs without being blown to pieces.
Which stairwell do we find him at? Oh, there. No, that's not him.
He's at the back stairwell, not the radio room one. The war room is still empty. They haven't called the retreat to fall back yet. It's still empty of pretty much both teams.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing. We have to see what kind of approach that they're taking. It looks like Death Touch prefers to take kind of the guard the stairways approach rather than falling all the way back to the war room. But we'll see as Flying Hellfish makes the attempt to actually get to those documents if that defense changes.
We do actually have one member. He is crawling through the pipes right now, but the Hellfish have actually called... Is that Hellfish? Sorry. Death Touch actually has called the retreat, and they are carving up the chairs in the war room right now, and there is one Hellfish in the pipes right now, and I don't believe he's been seen yet, but he hasn't made it through.
So basically, Death Touch is sitting in the war room whittling away at the wood as they pass the time waiting for any of the Flying Hellfish to make an appearance. And nothing's happening yet.
Yeah, carving up all the furniture.
Nothing's happening yet as we're waiting for that person in the ducks to prove.
There's 3.5 minutes remaining on this map. And so far, Death Touch is doing an extremely good job of keeping the Hellfish at bay.
Oh, and the lone ally that was hiding in the ducks came out because his Panzerfaust-wielding teammate decided to make an appearance. And that wasn't a very good move, as they both got taken down by the Axis soldier waiting
Ouch.
For them.
And Axis has reclaimed that forward bunker, so when the Hellfish spawn in, they're going to be all the way back at the beginning of the map, and that's going to cost them because there's less than 3 minutes remaining.
Looks like we have a push going on right now. Beaverman and Suicide, a medic lieutenant combo, heading into that war room to see if they can get it, just even touch those documents. No luck as the Axis Death Touch shuts
Taken
them
out
down immediately.
By Nail, yeah. Nail, Dekka, and Dimmock are holding down that war room. They're not letting anybody
Panzer in. Panzerfaust thrown
Panzer.
In by Gideon. He's just... you know, he only gets one, and with four people in this war room, that's not going to get you far unless you have your whole team backing you up. But it's definitely a beautiful crunch to hear.
Yeah, definitely. And that's...
Looks like Flying Hellfish is doing the ultimate blunder, sending one person in at a time. When you're coming up against an organized force like Death Touch, you're not going to do much good if you're just sending them in one and two at a time. With 2 minutes remaining...
Marauder did manage.
With two
Marauder managed to kill one of the Death Touch guys, and they seem to be killing themselves as well, which is only going to help the Flying Hellfish.
Well, I'm guessing they're probably doing kill revives, which actually, you know, can help them out, but we'll see what's going on with that. Looks like we have 1 minute 42 seconds remaining. No sign of the Hellfish in the war room. They're trying to regroup back. And Panzerfaust being whipped out by Gideon. Ah, two down. Hollywood Nail.
Two of them.
Pain.
Grenades are flying, and they are actually taking out... With the grenades, they're taking out a lot of the Hellfish, and I think they're back at square one. We've got all of the Axis team down here, and with 1 minute and 20 seconds remaining, unless the Hellfish can make a really good push and manage to take out all or most of the Death Touch team, they are not going to make it for this round.
Yeah, it's definitely not looking good for Flying Hellfish right now. 1 minute and 1 second remaining in this 8 minute round to set the time that Death Touch is going to be able to try to beat in the next half of this round. No sign of Flying Hellfish down in the war room.
They're all coming up. They're coming down the back stairs right now. They've actually decided to make an attack en masse. And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them down here. They're making a desperate attempt for those documents. And a Panzer goes flying into the war room but doesn't actually take out anybody.
Yeah, and it looks like they're making that last-ditch effort with 30
oh,
seconds remaining.
They
grab the objective, but they get shot down. The objectives are sitting over here in the corner. No one's returning them yet. Not really worried about it. And then it's secure. 20 seconds
Axis
left.
Axis got them back. Yeah. Yeah, the Death Touch has definitely got this match again, and they are taking them the documents over and over again, but they've got 10 seconds to go, and they are not going to make it to transmit those documents.
Yep, so 6 seconds, 5, 4, 3... and they're team K-ing like crazy just to prove they can. This round is done. 8 minutes available for Death Touch to attempt to capture those documents. Definitely a good attempt by Flying Hellfish. It just Death Touch's defense was just too difficult for them. See how quickly they ready up for this next round. You want to give us a quick rundown of the roster?
Yeah, for Death Touch, who right now are sitting at 1.5 wins. We've got Chrome, Hollywood, Nail, Dekka, Illumina, and Dimmock. And for the Flying Hellfish, we've got Inferno, Suicide, Beaverman, Abusive, Marauder, and Gideon.
Yeah, so we're waiting on 5 players to ready up. Excellent match going on. You're listening to TSN, shoutcasting RTCW OGL action for you with your casters Trillian and DA. Match is beginning in 10 seconds. DA, why don't you take this one out for us?
Okay, we've got 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we've begun. See, Death Touch, they're coming up the beach now, and so far there's been no artillery strikes. Oh, here we go. Okay, now the airstrikes are coming down from the Hellfish. But they have actually already, they're at the door, and dynamite has been planted at the door.
Definitely have an excellent first push by Death Touch as they're setting up solid allied offense, getting those doors planted, getting ready to go. They're, none of them have been attempting boosts in this match, I think, or actually they did that in the first round, but kind of realizing that the Axis are looking for it. Don't really want to mess with that. Looks like we're going to get this dynamite blowing on the door very soon now. Let's see what's happening for DA.
The Hellfish were just a little bit too slow because they had some really good airstrikes, and the seawall has been breached, and the plant on the other side has gone. But the Hellfish were a little bit too slow because if they had managed to get there a little bit sooner, they would have taken out almost the entire team.
Gaiden attempts to do his crazy Panzerfaust action, and instead of killing the other team, he kills himself. Not really effective when there's a wall in front of you.
No. But two of Death Touch were taken out by Hellfish's support, and they actually have captured the flag. So the forward bunker is now the spawn point for the Allies team. And there goes the seawall.
Beautiful explosions happening everywhere. I'm following Death Touch up into the Axis spawn area. Let's see what approach they take. It looks like they're going to run outside. No, wait. I lost him. Where'd he go? There he is. Sneaking around the corners to head up into the Axis spawn to take the backward approach. And down he goes, met with solid resistance by the Axis flying Hellfish. 6 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in this match. DA, you want to tell us what you're finding?
Yeah, they're doing a pretty good job of holding them off, but the Death Touch, they're definitely pushing forward, and they're actually on the top bunker right now, and they did manage to take out Beaverman, and they are making their way down the back stairs.
Go ahead and keep us with the action.
Okay, 6 minutes to go, and Death Touch, they're heading towards the war room right now, and it looks like... they're taking out the Axis that are down there. They're
You see that huge Panzerfaust by Hollywood? Looks like he not only vaporized himself, but he took out three of the flying Hellfish at the same time. You know,
ouch.
If you're going to go down, that's the way to do it. Objective has been taken by
the documents.
The Allied team has managed
to
get hold of it.
5.5 minutes to go.
Looks like Chrome is carrying it, throwing down some health for himself as he heads up that back radio stairway. DA, you want to keep us with him?
Yeah, we've got his teammates are holding off the guys in, down in the war room still, but, and they got it. The Death Touch, they set the clock at, it's not up on my screen, so I can't
two
see
minutes
it,
and
but 47
Death Touch, definitely. Seconds. 2 minutes and 47 seconds. That beats their previous time of 3 minutes and 49 seconds. Death Touch did an excellent job showing Flying Hellfish who is boss. And definitely incredible games going on right now.
Yeah, this is some definitely some really good Wolfenstein action here.
Yeah.
Death Touch is definitely showing they're a really, really tight team, and when they push, you better get out of their way.
Well, and even better, when Hollywood pulls out that Panzerfaust, you better be running, because he doesn't care if he kills himself. He's taking you down, too.
Oh, yeah, and he always does.
Yes, some good action going on here. Five players waiting to ready up. This is, if you're just joining us, we're covering RTCW, OGL, Invite, Stopwatch action. New ladder that started earlier this month and is definitely making its way as an extremely exciting ladder to watch. This has been a fun game tonight. I'm glad DA was able to join me, and our match is going to begin. Go ahead and count it down here in five. Let me see if I can find five. There, five, four. 3, 2, 1, and we've begun. We've got the Allied team of Death Touch making a push towards those documents. Going to see how much resistance they come up against from Flying Hellfish. This is a round to
can
set
it looks
the
like
time. And
Hellfish has gotten their artillery strikes. They're on time. They're holding them back from the door so far. Death Touch has not been able to plant dynamite yet, but they are making their way out there.
I'm seeing a lot of Death Touch going out by artillery support. And they haven't managed to throw down any dynamite yet. That's not a very good sign for them. With 7 minutes and 25 seconds remaining, these artillery strikes and airstrikes are definitely keeping them down. Gaiden comes up and steps right on the top of an airstrike grenade. So Flying Hellfish is kind of turning this around in their favor. If they can keep this up with 7 minutes and 9 seconds remaining and no dynamite planted.
Yeah, this is actually a first for Death Touch, not being able to plant within the first minute. And oh, here we go, we've got some dynamite down. And if he can manage, okay, Hollywood managed to plant that dynamite. So there, at the seawall door, we've got some dynamite down, and it looks like that one's going to blow, because no one's coming over to stop to defuse that.
And there we go. Both entrances have been planted. Just going to have to wait for those to blow up with 6 minutes and 40 seconds remaining. It's an awful long time to have to wait for an entrance into the stronghold. Death Touch is running around on the beach just waiting to see which one's going to blow first. We know it's going to be the seawall door as they all head over that direction, getting ready. Oh, and the Axis team sees that seawall door breach coming, throws out some support fire, and takes down the waiting Death Touch team. It looks like Dekka is the only one who survived that set of explosions.
Okay, Death Touch has, they've captured the forward bunker, and as a group, they are all making their way to that thing. Oh, Gideon with the Panzerfaust taking out Illumina, but only managing to get one of them. They are holding the back, though.
Yes, definitely using their big guns to keep them at bay. Panzerfaust crushing the opponent. Let's see if we can catch up with Death Touch to see where they've headed, finding them underneath the Axis spawn point, getting ready to regroup, but waiting for them at the top of the stairs is a flying hellfish. So I think it looks like the Allied saw him and ran away. So what kind of action you got going on over there,
DA? Gideon was taken out. He and his Panzerfaust was taken out by a rogue grenade, and that was actually a really good shot by, I believe it was DMAC, and they are coming up the back stairs.
Excellent. So we're looking for some action here. Looks like Axis team is set up on a very solid defense at the top, trying to keep Death Touch from coming up that backward stairwell. And it looks like they did a pretty good job as Inferno is knifing the bodies, not going to let them get revived. Things are under control. We've got airstrikes throwing down everywhere. Death Touch is making another attempt at that backward stairwell. Tell us what you're seeing, DA.
There is just under 5 minutes remaining on this map, and so far, Death Touch has not been able to get even near the war room, let alone get to those documents. Flying, I don't know what Flying Hellfish did in the last little while, but they are actually really got their act together, and they are managing to hold off the opposition.
You know, it's like they stopped watching the Super Bowl. I mean, I thought the Super Bowl was over, but maybe they're still distracted until now, because they definitely haven't been playing their game. And right now, they've kicked it up a notch with 4 minutes and 30 seconds left. We haven't even heard a peep from Death Touch touching those documents. I think Flying Hellfish did something that woke them up. Axis have reclaimed
and
the forward bunker, and the Allies are going to be forced to spawn on the beach. DA, you want to catch us up with what's going on in your line of sight?
Yeah, we've got 4 minutes and 10 seconds remaining on this map. The war room is empty. They're fairly confident in their ability to hold them off. But Death Touch manages to sneak through, and he gets the documents. No one knew where he was. Came out of nowhere. There is no access in the war room.
So do you have your eye on that Death Touch who has the documents?
I do. Oh, and he was taken out by a teammate, and now DMAC has the documents, and they're trying to get him up there.
Looks like they're being chased by an Axis and decided to go ahead and hold back and make sure that he was dead before running up that back stairwell to attempt to make this transmission. Coming up by against
yep.
one and two Axis at a time, they're coming out of that back stairwell and they're making that attempt to see if they can actually get in to the transmission room.
Yeah, Death Touch still has those documents. They're holding off until they can regroup, trying to find out where they went to. I can't find them.
Yeah, I haven't seen any sight of them since I last saw them in that back stairwell. Wondering if they didn't head back the other direction. I think they probably tried to come up that radio
Axis
stairwell, and when they went to transmit it, they got shot down by the waiting Axis forces who returned the objective. 2 minutes and 45 seconds remaining. DA, you want to give us an update on what you're seeing?
Sorry, my mic cut out there for just 1 second. We've got the Axis. They are still holding off the Allies team. They're trying to come back up the seawall stairs, and they're not having much luck. The Hellfish are managing to keep them back with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go on this map.
And just a reminder, this round is a time-setting round. It's the third round. Current score is 2-0 in favor of Death Touch. But it looks like the flying hellfish have definitely turned this game around as they're keeping Death Touch at bay. I'm watching. It looks like Death Touch has a couple of soldiers regrouping right near that objective, see if they actually make an attempt at it. And there's a lot of fighting going on in this war room, and there you go. Nail has grabbed the objective. Let's see if he can make it out of the war room with the documents in hand. Doing a pretty good job fighting him off right now. And I don't know. Nope, he's not going to be able to keep it up as the Axis just keep swarming in. Take him down and return the objective.
Yeah, it looks like the Axis have they've regrouped in the war room. You've got four of them in there right now, and they are trying to keep these allies out of the war room entirely.
1 minute and 25 seconds remaining in this match. Looks like Death Touch is really going to have to push here to try to beat that 8 minute time. It's been a pretty tough round for them compared to past rounds with a 3 minute 49 seconds capture and 2 minute and 47 seconds. So,
yeah, we've gone 7 minutes here without... they've managed to pick up the documents a couple of times, but they haven't been successful in getting them up the stairs at all.
So with 1 minute remaining, this is basically a last-ditch effort by Death Touch to get their asses into that war room and grab those documents. But Flying Hellfish has a pretty solid defense set up. It looks like they've got people in every corner just waiting for Death Touch to drop in.
And a Panzerfaust by the Hellfish manages to take out just one of the Death Touch. They've got the documents, but they are under a lot of fire from the Axis team.
Looks like Dekka has the documents, is headed towards the radio stairwell. 30 seconds remaining. If he can make it to the top, he can capture the documents and beat that 8 minute time. And he's done it. 7 minutes and 33 seconds. Excellent jump by Death Touch, finally bringing it out. And I was really worried about them for a while there.
Yeah, I was too. I mean, with the 2 minutes and 47 seconds and the 3 minutes and 49 seconds they had the first two rounds, you know, 7 minutes and 33 seconds, the Hellfish did a really good job of holding them back.
Yes, definitely excellent fighting by both teams. I swear, I do not know. I mean, did they all go and get their balls and drink it, and now they all have caffeine in them, and they're... I don't know,
they did something,
changed.
Not sure what they did.
Whatever
they
did.
If they could market that, then I'm thinking...
Yeah. So our match is about to begin in 6, 5, 4... What do we have? Looks like Hellfish is going to be the one trying to beat that 7 minute 33 second time set by Death Touch. You know, they haven't set a time yet, so we don't know if they're going to be successful, but if it's anything like this last round, they've turned stuff around. They may have a shot at this. Tell us what you're seeing, DA.
I've got the Hellfish. They're running all over the beach. They haven't managed... Oh, they've planted at the seawall and was immediately taken out by some artillery. Wasn't there quite in time. Swarming all over the beach, and there is lots and lots of artillery strikes coming down from Death Touch. But they have...
Looks like
Beaverman
tossed
almost
down that dynamite and very quickly planted,
yeah,
killed
plant
himself so that he could respawn in. Making a push right now, waiting for those two dynamites to explode so they can get in.
Just do a quick check of the teams we've got going here. For Death Touch, we have Dimmek, Chrome, Dekka, Illumina, Hollywood, and Nail. For the Hellfish, we have Geedon, Beaverman, Murata, Suicide, Inferno, and Abusive.
That we do. Looks like,
and the seawall has been blown.
Looks like Death Touch has killed themselves so that they can spawn back in as whatever classes that they'd like to be, knowing the seawall has been blown, changing their tactics,
yep,
a little bit from keeping them off the wall. And Flying Hellfish is running in now with 6 minutes and 7 seconds remaining to try to capture those documents. Who are you following right now, DA?
I am following Marauder, and he is going up the stairs. Yeah, they're making a pretty good push for those documents, but he was just taken out by Illumina's grenade.
Looks like Flying Hellfish was doing a little regroup under the Axis spawn, and they're still managing to kind of stay alive, but Hollywood throws out a Panzerfaust.
Oh, Panzerfaust.
Kills his teammate and himself. Not a very successful Panzerfaust to kind of even things out. And I guess at least he didn't take out himself this time.
And the Allies have captured their forward bunker again. The Axis did take it back to them from before, but with that spawn, they're now back in the game.
So we're watching as it looks like Flying Hellfish are going to make a push up the stairwell towards the back stairway down to the war room, following Marauder Is that Marauder? Yeah, and Beaverman. Looks like they have three of them together heading down the back stairwell. I'm going to keep my eye on them. They come against Dimmak, who isn't waiting in the stairway for them, takes Marauder down. No, it takes Gideon down, and Marauder's waiting there to revive him as they're heading into the war room. Fire fights everywhere.
Ooh, and Illumina manages to take out two of the allies who are heading towards the war room. And they are they are regrouping, and we've got a number of access down in the war room. And, ooh, firefights.
Yeah,
but he manages to take out Inferno.
Gideon tried to peek his head around the corner to see if he could use his Panzerfaust to take out the waiting Axis, and before he could get a shot off, he was shot down. Not much good when you don't actually get to fire.
Oh, Beaverman's making a really good play for the radio room, but he was just taken out by Illumina. But he manages to take out two of the Axis team before he gets taken out himself.
So we have 4 minutes and 7 seconds remaining in the second half of the third round. Flying Hellfish are trying to manage to get a point. They're currently behind 2-0. Death Touch has the lead with some incredible rounds, the last two rounds. And amazing times up until last round. Marauders heading towards the back stairwell comes up against the Axis awaiting foe. What's going on, DA?
We just had Chrome and Beaverman had a little firefight, and Chrome was actually successful in taking out Beaverman down by the stairs. So he's on his way to the war room unless he's been killed already. Oh, and a Panzerfaust by Hollywood again, taking out Gideon of the Hellfish.
Yeah, I think Hollywood's having a little bit too much with that Panzerfaust, kind of driving the flying Hellfish a little bit crazy. So they keep trying to get through, and every time they try, oh, huge grenade thrown out by Nail takes out two of the approaching flying Hellfish who are coming down that back stairwell. Very good prediction shot, knowing that they were going to be down any second. He's taken down basically everyone that was waiting.
And Death Touch, Decca seems to have something against furniture. He is down in the war room taking out all of the chairs.
Well, you know, if the allies aren't making it into that war room, you've got to do something with your spare time. I figure he's making chess pieces.
Yeah, there one solo, lonely little Beaverman coming down the stairs, taken out by two Axis.
And
Death
here
Touch.
Come the flying Hellfish. They've taken the back stairwell. It looks like we have four of them together making a push into the war room. They peek their head around the corner. They come up against some Axis opposition. Axis throwing out the MP-40 fire and taking down a couple of the Hellfish, but I think the medics were there waiting with their needles out, ready to go. They're coming closer and closer to that war room where they have two from Death Touch waiting for them. Oh, Hollywood's given up the Panzer in favor of a Venom. Totally obliterated them with a shot from behind.
Yeah, there's four Death Touch in the war room right now, and with 2 minutes remaining, the Flying Hellfish are going to have to make quite a push to get in here to get those documents to be transmitted.
Yeah, it looks like even though the Flying Hellfish did an excellent job keeping Death Touch at bay for 7 minutes and 33 seconds in the last round, they're not looking like they're going to be able to convert that into an actual transmission for them. However, with a minute and 40 seconds remaining, it's too soon to tell.
And one by one, the Flying Hellfish are making their way into the war room, only to be met with all the firepower in the world. We've got I can only see three of them right now. I'm watching from Dimmak's point of view. And they're keeping those Hellfish out of this room. They're not going to get these documents.
Death Touch has all six of their team down in that war room, throwing health and ammo everywhere. You've got Hollywood trying to ventilate the various Hellfish who are coming into view. 1 minute and 7 seconds remaining, and it's just not looking good for the Hellfish.
It's not, no. Yeah, we've got 1 minute remaining, and they are just being obliterated by the Death Touch. As soon as they peek their head around that corner, they're gone.
It's kind of like gophers. You know, they stick their head out of the hole, and the shotgun takes their head out. So.
Exactly. Like a whack-a-mole. The whack-a-mole,
yeah.
Wolfenstein championship here.
And it looks like Hollywood's taking home the special prize tonight with his 38 seconds remaining. He's definitely whacking the most moles.
Yeah, Hollywood's been doing an excellent job both with the Panzer and now with the Venom. He is just, he's killing lots of people.
Yeah, but it looks like we're down to 20 seconds remaining.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the Hellfish are going to make going to be able to get to those documents in time.
But they're not giving up. They're definitely throwing the Panzerfaust action out there, trying to clear the way. 9 seconds remaining. It's just not going to happen. But they're not going to stop fighting. 4, 3, 2, 1, and we're done. Death Touch has won the third round. 7 minutes and 33 seconds could not be beat by Flying Hellfish. Looks like Flying Hellfish saying good game and leaving the server right
and
now.
And leaving the server.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take us out to a little music and a quick station identification, and we'll be back to recap this game in just 1 minute. It's been an exciting evening as DA participated in her first ever shoutcast. I have to admit, she did an excellent job. I think you will all agree with me. It's been a lot of fun. DA, how are you feeling after your first cast ever?
That was actually a lot of fun, much better than my demo Q3 cast went. And I made it through the entire cast without swearing once, and I think for that, I deserve a huge pat in the back.
Yeah, I definitely am going to have to give you something for that, because I'm very impressed that you, I don't even think you came close to saying anything, so Way to go.
I was just so caught up in all the action that, you know, the need for swearing just wasn't there. But actually, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, thanks for letting me tag along on your cast, Jillian.
Hey, no problem. Yeah. Besides, you brought in the whole exciting element of whack-a-mole, which is really making, you know, I'm sorry, I'm over in this other channel watching Death Touch talk about it. They seem very intrigued by the idea of whack-a-mole. So I think that they're going to be...
You know, I think we should... We should go to a carnival, and we could actually cast a whack-a-mole game. I mean, you know, TSN, we're a really diverse station. And if our listeners want whack-a-mole, well, we should probably run that by Cold Shot first. But
yeah, I think we might get into a little bit of trouble if we start promising carnival shoutcasting, but...
But it would be so much fun.
We'd have to come up with interesting names for the mallets. We couldn't call them, like, we'd be calling them the Venom Mallet and the Panzerfaust Mallet, just to make it seem...
I like, yeah... The Panzer Mallet.
All right, so here's
the...
Take
three moles with that Panzer!
Okay, no more whack-a-mole for you. This is the point of time in a cast where we discuss what happened in the match. For the most part, Death Touch versus Flying Hellfish for that number one spot on the OGL. See, I did so good on that tonight. OGL.
You did. After those first few slip-ups, you did really, really good.
Well, you know, it's my first time casting an OGL match, so I kind of forgot. And so it's the OGL Invite RTCW Stopwatch Ladder. And we're actually going to be talking to Arkvile a little bit very soon here about the ladder itself. He's the admin for the ladder, so we have him sitting in the wings just waiting to talk. So... Anyhow, Death Touch...
Waiting for us to give him permission to talk.
Yeah, now he's just going to talk to spite us. But Death Touch did an excellent job making a push for that first rung spot. And they definitely earned it. First round, 3 minute and 49 second plant. Second round, they held off Flying Hellfish for an entire 8 minutes and then turned it around with a 2 minute and 40... Plant. Did they call it a plant? 2 minute and 45 and 47 second transmission. Third round, they set a time of 7 minutes and 33 seconds, and, you know, I was actually pretty sure that Flying Hellfish was going to manage to get a transmission on them. It didn't happen. So Death Touch wins this one 3-0. Okay, so here's the important question. You can go ahead. I'll let you.
Oh, I was just going to wax poetic about Death Touch and, you know, their amazing time settings that they did for those first two rounds. And they surprised us in the third round, but they still managed to pull off a 3-0 win.
And that they did. Okay, so now I have to ask you the all-important question. I've already picked out my MVPs from both teams. I want to ask you, who do you think from each team deserves that special title of most valuable player?
Okay, well, we'll go with the obvious choice first from Death Touch, Hollywood, and that Panzer of his. Yeah, that was really exciting. He was taking out, you know, 1, 2, 3 players all at once, including himself. But yeah, watching Hollywood with that Panzer was a really, really good time.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that one. I have Hollywood down as my MVP for Death Touch. You know, there was nothing quite like when he took out 3 of the Flying Hellfish, and just for good measure, he kind of vaporized himself at the same time. So he definitely, equal opportunity, Panzerfausting.
Yeah, it's definitely taking one for the team. You get 3 of them for 1 of him. I think it's a pretty good trade.
I agree. And for Flying Hellfish, I'm just going to give you mine really quick. I picked Gaiden. I don't know. We can call him whatever the hell you want. He made me happy because he was kind of doing the whole Panzerfaust thing, too. And I admit, Panzerfaust give me a happy, so...
Yeah, you definitely have a thing for those boys who can wield the Panzerfaust. You've definitely got a happy for them. I think for the Flying Hellfish, it's kind of hard because I was following all of them, and every one of them did something a little special that kind of made me go, hey, that was cool. But I think I'm probably going to have to pick out a Marauder for my player of the Flying Hellfish night thing. He did a really good job of holding off I don't remember what position he played. I just remember thinking, hey, he did a good job. So, you know, Marauder from the Flying Hellfish gets my pat in the back for this game.
Excellent. Okay, so good games to both teams. Thank you for allowing us to follow you around on that server and heckle you, call you moles and gophers and all sorts of other interesting names. I'm going to do a really quick break here, very, very fast, and then we'll be back with Arkvile from the OGL ladder that we just casted a match for. DA, are you going to be sticking around for this one?
I will be sticking around because I've got some questions for our file as well.
This is going to be fun. We'll be right back.
Hey, are you looking for a bot to help manage your clan's channel?
We got just the right one for you.
ClanBots, a free IRC bot service for clans, runs and manages bots just for your clan's needs. Everything from rosters, servers, websites, and more, up to game server query and even web-based control. Check us out at www.clanbots.org or #ClanBots on any major gaming IRC network. Manage your clan with ClanBots.
TSN. Gaming first.
And wasn't that a quick little break? And we're back. We have Ark Vile from the OGL. He's also from TSN, so he's kind of an all-around good guy. I think he also is from Cal. So, you know, pick where you want to call him from. For tonight, he's from the OGL, and he's going to go ahead and talk to us some about the latter. First of all, are you actually there, Ark Vile?
Yes, I am here.
Amazing. And you've actually allowed yourself to be stuck in a chat channel with two women who are insane?
He's a brave, brave man.
Okay, so you want to give us a quick rundown of what this ladder is. We've been casting this match tonight. It was for the top rung of... I like saying it because it's so long to try to explain. It's the OGL RTCW Stopwatch Invite. And I think it has advanced in there somewhere, too. But do you want to tell us a little bit about this ladder?
Yeah, actually, it's called the Advanced Stopwatch, and it's really just a nice way of saying Stopwatch Invite, but of course, Stopwatch being the more popular game mode of Return to Castle Wolfenstein that's played in competitive settings, such as in the Cal League, STA Stronger and All is also, they also play a lot of Return to Castle Wolfenstein, so does TWL. They have two leagues and several ladders, but... we actually provide, as the online gaming league, we provide all the game types. We at one point had a checkpoint ladder. We have objective. We have all game types. We have regular stopwatch, and we have stopwatch invite. So basically, you know, whatever to quench your return to Castle Wolfenstein thirst, we got it. But the invite ladder was actually initially meant to bring the higher rung teams, the better teams out of all the leagues, a place to play where they didn't have to worry about the noob problems of, you know, oh, we're going to cry about this, or we're going to think you're having an aimbot just because you're a lot better than us. And it was also going to help provide seating for tournaments such as Battle in the Beachhead and QuakeCon. As you know, both have been really popular, and the teams that frequent these tournaments, we're going to give them a chance to prove that, hey, you know, yeah, we play in all these tournaments, we do really good, and we're also going to play on this ladder and show you why. So it's going to give teams a chance to be better known that are better teams, and teams that aren't as well known, they're going to pit themselves up against teams that are commonly known as game winners, and we're going to see how they fare against them so we know how to place them in the tournament.
Okay, so you need to tell me, how did you determine what teams were going to be in this ladder? Was it actually something where they were chosen? Did people request to be a part of it? How does that work?
People did request to be part of the ladder. It was, actually there was a couple forum posts about it, kind of pimping the ladder, if you will, and a lot of teams responded thinking, oh, it's crap, you know. But I actually, if they request to be on the ladder, you know, I'm more than happy to do a check on any team. I'll check websites. I'll check game league experience. I have, as you mentioned, I'm also a Cal admin, so I know I can bring up past season records. I can look at, you know, basically any league's experience and, you know, anything that how other teams say that they played against them. Or I could look at demos that I can find off, you know, sites such as Cached and stuff like that where they post the demos. So it's never been hard to find experience for a certain team. But, you know, if they want to be a part of it, they just email me, arcval@ogl.org. You know, I'll take a look at what you got, and if I think that you should be a part of the ladder, I'll put you on. And if not, I'll more than happy to give you reasons why or reasons why I think I need more information, and then you can
resubmit.
Right.
So the real question is, what does it take to bribe you?
What does it take to bribe me? I don't know. I've been a sucker for Chef Boyardee ravioli. no, actually.
That's a really low price.
I was going to say, he's a really cheap bribe.
I can go to Costco, buy you two cases, and be number one on the ladder.
No, actually, I take, you know, I'd say that it's really hard to say, you know. For example, I could take a look at, say, Death Touch, for example, who played tonight. They've been in Cal Invite. They've been in Cal Main. They have been in the playoffs every time. I mean, these are recognizable points.
Art
I mean,
file?
They have top players.
See, this is where you're supposed to say, I am too good to be bribed.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm too good to be bribed.
I think it's a little late for that now.
Now that we know his
weakness. We've exposed you. Exactly. Chef Boyardee for all those teams. You want to get on the invite ladder, but you're not quite good enough. Just buy Arc Val some pasta.
We have a question coming in from Death Touch. Looks like Nail. You know, it's the question that we all know you can't answer, but they're going to keep asking it anyhow, so to pass it along. When is Bob due?
Well, I can't really answer that. It was initially planned to be in the first quarter of this year, which means no later than March. But here's the best way I can explain this to anybody who is questioning it. Number one, we don't have sufficient interest. People are leaving the Return to Castle Wolfenstein community, which has kind of been putting Bob 2 on the back burner. So we've been kind of thinking, well, I don't know if we're really going to do this because teams are dropping this invite ladder left and right. People are leaving. There's all these problems. And, you know, I was very happy to be a part of it, and I'm very happy to get the ladder going in the beginning because it sounded like there was a lot of people excited about it, but now we're not so sure. It takes usually a couple months to plan a tournament as big as Bob 2. And it also takes about 3 to 4 months to plan something as big as QuakeCon. And right now, if we get Bob 2 going, it's going to go and be active right about the time that we need to start planning for QuakeCon. So if there's going to be interest in it, it needs to be shown rather quickly. But like I said, it was initially planned to be in the first quarter of this year, no later than March. And that could still be a target date. But as you already know, I can't really give out a lot of information about it.
Okay, so DA, you had some questions for Arkval?
Well, I did have a question, and I managed to actually find the answer to my own question because I'm just that resourceful. Death Touch just took the number one spot from the Flying Hellfish, who have now bumped down to number two, so we'll go on to my next question. There are currently 17 teams on this Invite Stopwatch, or I can't talk anymore, Advanced Stopwatch Invite Only, OGL, RTCW, that was a lot of letters, ladder. Is there a maximum number of teams that you would let onto this ladder, or are you just kind of... You know, if you've got the skills and you want to come prove yourself, just come talk to me. Or, you know, are you going to cap it at, say, 20 teams until it gets, or it'll get too big? Or, you know, what are your plans for that?
I was actually planning on capping it at 25. We reached a maximum of 22 or 23 at one point. And as you can see, some teams have left since then. But, yeah, I was hoping to cap it at about 25. And the rules are very strict to where forfeits will get you eliminated from the ladder rather quickly. And any complaint will be thoroughly investigated to where, I mean, I'm not going to have, I mean, there's disputes pending on this ladder right now that I'm planning on taking care of, for example, between the mortals and the commission. They have a dispute going on, and, you know, those will be handled. I mean, it's not easy to get on it, but it's very easy to get removed if such happens. However, I'm very pleased to have Death Touch at the top of the ladder. You know, it's basically it's proving myself right that, oh yeah, these are better teams than, you know, others. But yeah, I planned on capping it at about 25, but right now I haven't had that problem so far.
Yeah, I just want to say that you know, there's no doubt in our minds that these teams are great because tonight's match was great. I mean, it was a lot of fun to watch. Action was happening everywhere. There weren't dull moments. So you definitely have done a good job so far in picking out really good teams.
I appreciate that.
What I wanted to know,
I want to get them on there. I want to get good teams on.
Yeah. Now that Death Touch has taken that number one spot from the Flying Hellfish, how soon can we see a grudge match between these two? Are the Hellfish able to challenge Death Touch again right away, or is there a waiting period? How is that going to work for them?
They can re-challenge Death Touch, but they have to wait at least 24 hours. In that time, you can challenge up to 5 spots ahead on the ladder. So a team as low as Exodus, who sits on the 5th rung, can actually challenge Death Touch. But as long as you don't have a match pending and you're free, you can challenge up to 5 spots up. But if you lose a match, you have a 24-hour waiting period. So in that time, Team Animosity, for example, could challenge Death Touch and play them instead before Flying Hellfish has a chance. Or, for that matter, somebody below Flying Hellfish could challenge them, making it to where they can't challenge up anyway.
All right. So, I hadn't prepared my next question. We could always ask our famous question that we ask whenever we interview people. It's the whole boxer's briefs question. You should have to answer that, I think.
Oh, good. So you want to know, huh?
The thing is, this is not us wanting to know. It's our duty to the gaming public to make sure that we ask. And hold on, I just have to do one thing really quick. No one say anything.
The Team Sportscast Network, where we ask clans what's under their pants. TSN.
Ah, yes. Okay, so now you can answer the question, what's under your pants?
What is under my pants? Let me guess, you just played the pants sounder.
Oh, you're just...
Your pants.
How did you know?
Well, I'm not tuned in, but it's a very good guess. I know how you work. But anyways, what is under my pants? I would have to say I'm a briefs guy, and no, not tidy whities. Don't call them tidy whities because they're not white. In fact, today, let's see here.
Too much information.
Today I'm all about the navy blue, it's
those
all
come in navy
today.
Blue?
yeah, I got navy blue ones.
Wow. I'm far too fascinated about that, aren't I?
Well,
the thing is, we have a reputation in which we have to ask this question of whoever we manage to drag on air with us. And it's funny because I think that our listeners don't realize that they really do want to know this information. So we have to ask. We're only doing what the fans don't know that they want yet.
It's public service. It's what it's all about. We care about all the people tuned in right now. TSN is all about the gamers. And
We're helping you guys.
We know what you need, and you need to know what the general public thinks should be worn underneath the pants.
People often say that they want to know more about the TSN casters. Well, there you go. Now you know this about TSN Arcfile.
So, Arcfile, yes. Changing the topic away from underwear, how long have you actually been working as an admin, knowing that you're in a couple of different leagues right now with Cal and with OGL? How long have you been doing this? What makes you such a qualified person?
Prove yourself.
Let's see here. I've started out as an admin for the Online Gaming League, and actually I was a referee, and what I did is I jumped in and I watched the matches and I said, hey, this is what happened. I assisted Jaster with being a league referee and stuff at QuakeCon, and I helped oversee matches that were played at QuakeCon. So I've actually done the live LAN admin type work, and I've also done let's see here. I've played in two clans as well, so you get to know the ins and outs of the game that way. But as far as
we know you've played in two clans.
I've been an admin for Wolf.
We've come up against
I've
you before.
I've been an admin for Wolf since forever. But, yes, that's right. The Q-Girls have came up against me before, and I believe we kind of laid the smack down. I hate
oh,
to
hey,
it,
hey now.
Actually, I still,
that was
I still
a close
have that
game.
Shoutcast on my desktop.
That was
I
a closer game than the
Shoutcast
made it sound like.
Yeah. Ah, boo. Whatever. You're
I remember spectating
we had our
that.
String in.
Yeah, you can just stop now. Anyhow, do you have anything interesting to tell the people who are currently listening in before we kick you off?
Let's see. I'd have to say, join up. Get, the top teams like Flying Hellfish and Death Touch, who are sure to listen to this cast. I know you guys are a bit skeptical about the ladder at first, but get more teams involved. The interest that is shown in Wolf is going to really you know, make us see, you know, how much people really want Bob 2. If we don't have the interest, we can't have the tournament. And so, you know, bring teams. Tell them to sign up. You know, I'm pretty quick about responding to email. You know, I'm probably one of the more approachable admins. I'm always willing to jump in your channel, talk to your clan about any questions you have. So, you know, email me, arcvile@ogl.org, and I'll be happy to, you know, do anything I can for you.
And well, don't forget about the ravioli.
Yes. The ravioli love. All right, well, thank you very much, Arcvile, for coming on air with us. You're going to be casting again soon, right?
That's correct. I will be casting on Wednesday with Bridger, and we will be casting the finals in the Battlefield 1942 Squad Games tournament, and that will be, don't know the time exactly, but it's going to be 20-inch Dong, who is my favorite team to shoutcast so far, 20-inch Dong versus Demise for the final. So I'm excited.
Should be.
I'd listen just for the clan name alone.
Yeah, you don't really want to hear Arcvile when he gets going on those 20-inch Dongs, because he has a hard time letting up. I've actually heard him cast one of these matches with 20ID in the as one of the teams, and it's weird. It's disturbing, but you almost have to listen to it. Kind of like the whole car crash thing, you know, you go past a wreck and you have to look. It's basically that sort of thing. It's so frightening that you have to watch, or listen in this case. And it looks like that's going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern Time this Wednesday, so if you have the time, and even if you don't, tune in to TSN Central. Go to tsncentral.com. You can find out all the information you need to know. Hop on that server. It's going to be server 1. And listen to Arcvile as he waxes poetic, I think, as DA likes to put it, about the 20-inch dongs. Thank you very much, Arcvile, for coming online with us tonight.
Thanks, Arcvile.
See you later.
All right, so that is another successful cast. Thank you all for listening to us tonight. And DA, any parting words?
Actually, no. You kind of caught me off guard there. Just want to thank everybody for listening and remind you to check out the TSN website at www.tsncentral.com. There is a lot of stuff coming up in the next few days, and you want to check it out because it's going to be a really good time. We've got Counter-Strike, UT2002, I can't even speak anymore, Unreal Tournament 2003, we've got some Soldier of Fortune 2, some Battlefield 1942, all these games with numbers in them, you need to watch or listen.
Yeah, and definitely you want to keep an eye out, because if you've enjoyed listening to DA and myself this evening, you'll definitely want to catch our show the next time it's on air. Wish I could give you a time right now, but hopefully it'll be soon. And all the more to get you to tsncentral.com to keep an eye out for Oral Fixation, coming to a TSN near you. Thank you all for showing up tonight. Thanks to our good games to Death Touch and Flying Hellfish. Congratulations, Death Touch, for taking that top spot. We look forward to seeing the challenges you come up against in the future. DA, it's been a pleasure casting with you. Hope to be casting with you again very soon. And we're out.
Bye, guys.
It's coming.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Despite the fact that there
is a new hazard on the playground that every parent needs to be...
The reason I let you take this job is I was...
I like a big matzo ball.
The TV. Let's try radio.
TSN, Radio for Gamers, brought to you by Speakeasy.net.